Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
And aren't we lucky to have John Ferguson here in the studio from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center and the creator of the remineralizer that we talk a lot about and the leaf mold compost. So we are so grateful to have John Ferguson here taking your calls and your concerns at 281-833-3333. Anthony, what have you got going on in your soil and landscaping that you've got a question for John?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is about compost. I heard him earlier mentioned about getting what you pay for and trying to determine what's a good compost and what's not. So is there a brand name that I can pick that I know I'm getting everything in there that I need to be getting, or what should I look for to make sure I'm not getting, you know, one that don't have what I need?
Right.
Well, I'm kind of partial to the one we manufacture, Nature's Way Resources.
Nature's Way Resources, okay.
Yeah, we have clear bags because we're not ashamed of our products.
That's a good way to, yes, you're right. It is a clear bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nature's Way.
Way Resources, and you can find them all over the place.
What part of town are you in, Anthony?
I'm in the, southeast over near Pearland.
Well, like I said, Sweet Organic Solution, Friendswood Hardware, carry our products down there.
What's the name of that? What's the name of the location?
Sweet Organic Solution. That's a small organic nursery.
Uh-huh. In Pearland?
Yeah, it's in Pearland. And Friendswood Hardware, which is also a small nursery.
And they carry Sweet Organic. Sweet Organic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
is the location. Or Friendswood Hardwood. Nature's Way Resources. And you can, he's got leaf mold compost. He's got remineralizer. So it just kind of depends on what
composted
you need.
Composted mulches.
Yeah.
We got about 30 products we manufacture.
So what is it? Are you talking about your lawn or your beds? What are you going to do?
It's my lawn. Yep. I got some areas that's kind of shallow.
Mm-hmm.
That's one issue. And I heard you talking to someone about the area of his lawn that had those, I don't know if they're dollar or whatever it is that grows around this time. I'm not familiar with it. They look like little clovers to me. But anyway, you were saying that it's probably a spot that's holding water, and you suggested putting some compost down there, soil compost and sand mixture down there to kind of
You can get that all in one bag, though, if you've got like a low area.
Yeah.
So what is it called, John?
Well, we actually have a lawn mix. Not everybody carries it.
Okay.
But a good garden flower bed mix would do the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, our lawn mix already has remineralizer in it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And another question.
Sure.
With compost. Now, I bought some compost. Not knowing, you know, the difference, at least not knowing what I know now talking to you guys. And this compost, I was able to put it in a spreader. Would that be not the best type of compost, being able to put it in a spreader and spread
Probably
it?
Not, because compost, good compost does not go through a spreader.
Yeah. Thicker.
And the other thing, price-wise, a good quality compost will retail for $10 to $15 a bag.
Uh-huh.
If you're paying $4 or $5 a bag, you're buying garbage.
It's going to show up. Yeah, you know, I put my bag, my Nature's Way Resources, the clear bag of compost, or if I get the lawn mix, I put it on. I still have my kids' wagon from when they were growing up, and I break it open and I toss mine.
Yeah,
I mean, I just when I don't need to put a lot of it, it's just one area, so maybe that'll help.
Yeah, I'll definitely be, doing something different now.
Good for you.
Yeah. Nature's Own Resources Compost and
Nature's Way
Resources. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that was my question. I appreciate you all helping me out.
All right. Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks. Good luck. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we have got some questions from Ask a Pro from the website that I'm going to go over with John after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Sure, you can buy woodworking tools at a lot of places, but nothing compares to the Circle Saw experience. You'll find top industry expert advice to get you the perfect tool for any project. Stretch the lifespan of your tools with maintenance and repairs. Pick up new blades or sharpen your existing blades. Buy local, support local, the Circle Saw experience. Come see why they've proudly served the Houston community for 60 years inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And happy Easter weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It is also Passover weekend. So we wish everybody a joyous and great holiday weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. He is one of our Home Show Garden Pros. You've also heard from Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, Spring Gardens Nursery. We have just got all of the experts who are here on Home Show Garden Pros. And let me remind you, we also have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, who is a Home Show Garden Pro. And this morning, in about 50 minutes, they are going to begin their Easter egg hunt. So head on out to Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens with your children and their Easter baskets and have a fun little time at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens for their Easter egg hunt. And next weekend, we have got Sienna Mulch has their spring fling. So you can go west and you can go south. And then next weekend, you can also go north because Nature's Way Resources also has activities going on with OBA. So they are just active, Home Show Garden Pros. There's just a lot going on. You can go to the website to find out, and you can also follow all of them on Instagram and Facebook. So just go check out homeshowgardenpros.com and it'll give you the link to all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So like I mentioned, John, when we come back, I've got a stack of questions here from homeshowgardenpros.com. Ask a pro, people send in their questions. And let me remind them, they can also call and talk to you because sometimes we have probing questions. It's hard when we get just a written question. They can call you at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. But Bill wrote in and he said, is there a systemic insecticide for controlling bagworms on Arizona cypress? That's very specific.
Well, first of all, I don't like Arizona cypress because it likes a much drier climate. It's very disease and pest prone.
Oh, there you go.
So that's number one. There's probably a synthetic, but I don't use them. If you get healthy soil, like a mulberry, red mulberry, one of our native trees, they're very good at mulberry. They get bagworms.
Okay.
What you can do is just tear a hole in the web. Wasp, the red wasp, yellow, will go in there and grab a caterpillar and take it back to feed their young. But it's interesting if you watch them. You know, you may have 200-300 bagworms in a bag. They'll leave two or three of them.
Okay.
So they'll hatch in the moths. So the wasp children will have bagworms the next season.
Have something to eat. The circle of life.
Circle of life.
It really is. Okay.
Also, many birds, when they have eggs in the nest, even though they eat grains and stuff most of the year, when they have eggs in the nest, something like 90% of all birds need the protein found in caterpillars.
Yes. So people being freaked out about caterpillars and trying to kill them, we're not helping the birds.
Right. You're hurting your bird population.
Okay.
And we know we've lost 50% of our bird population in the United States over the last 20 years.
Really? You know, I was sent an article about monarch butterflies. Uh-huh. And in Mexico, they saw a significant decrease in their monarch butterfly population.
About 90% over the last 20 years.
Wow. Wow. And then they're, in that same article, they were talking about at Iowa University, they were doing – they've got a lot of fields, butterfly fields that they're trying to nurture and take mm-hmm. care of. So anything we can do, and we talk a lot about butterfly gardens here, and we can touch on that later too. But I wanted to get you some more questions
okay.
because these folks are sending them in like crazy, and we want to get them out in the yard. All right. So we have got David. David says he's always heard about black mulch is bad for a flower bed. Our HOA puts in black mulch and bad soil for the plants and they die. Maybe I can get by with dark brown mulch. What do you suggest? He needs 20 to 30 bags.
Okay. Black mulch, to get the dyes to stick, one, you got to use raw wood. Healthy mm-hmm. soil has about 30 carbon atoms to one nitrogen. Raw wood is 500 to 1.
Oh, yikes.
So when you put it down, microbes are going to try to break it down. They suck all the nutrients out of your root zone, stressing the heck out of your plants. It shows up as insect and disease problems. And if the mulch is thick enough, it eventually kill the plant.
Okay.
Problem that one. Problem two, the dye is carbon black. It's a known carcinogen.
Yeah.
That's why so many children and pets are getting cancer, because they're playing in this stuff.
Yes.
Three, it leaches and stains concrete.
Oh.
No one in their right mind should be using that dyed mulch.
Yeah.
So it's not a good choice, not a healthy choice.
Okay, so let's now, give them a healthy choice.
Yeah, like we compost our mulch, our native mulch. It's a deep chocolate brown.
Yes, and you can feel
yes.
the.
And the other thing, black does not occur in nature except under sick conditions, putrid conditions.
Right.
And that's a warning sign that something's wrong when you see black in nature. Healthy soil, healthy mulch is a deep chocolate brown.
Okay.
So.
Deep chocolate brown. That's great for us to remind them. Okay, so stay away from those dyes. And tell me again, what is it leaching out? What is the
carbon black.
The carbon. Okay.
There's some organic dyes, but your mulch should be $80 a yard versus $20 a yard.
Right. You get what you pay for. You talk about
and
that.
And the other thing is – a lot of times they grind up pallets and stuff. You know, used pallets are going for $9 now, rebuilt pallets.
Oh, no.
And the only time you take a pallet out of circulation is it's contaminated.
Oh, right.
So on top of the raw wood and the high carbon nitrogen, there's a high possibility of toxic chemical contamination.
Yeah, that it's already been pre-contaminated.
That's why they took it out. They couldn't recycle it.
Right, right. Oh, my goodness. Such great information and good guidance. And I will send that to David so that he can choose a better mulch and hopefully one from landscape from Nature's Way Resources. And like you reminded people, your stuff is in a clear bag, so it's mm-hmm. easy to see. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give John Ferguson a call at 281-833-3333 after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste, just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. Aquatexwater.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts.
Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Can't stand the heat? Don't grow the peppers. April is time to plant peppers, sweet or hot. If you like spicy and sweet, plant them at least 10 feet apart. They do cross-pollinate. Back to more hot gardening talk with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. To quote the famous musical Oklahoma, spring is bursting out all over. And Nelson's is bursting with plants and pottery, and you are welcome to come and take a look at all the new goodies. We are open 7 days a week, so there are plenty of opportunities to visit us. In fact, later today at 9 o'clock will be our Easter egg hunt. And we don't limit it to children. Adult kids are welcome to hunt too. It starts at 9 a.m., and we usually have a line at the door. Celebrate completing your taxes on April 15th. By attending our annual spring sunset sip and stroll. We'll have live music, yummy food, and super cool gardeners to meet and mix with that evening. So come feed your soul. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, you can find us. And now, back to Sandy and John.
And yes, you can find Nelson's in West Houston and Katy, right off of I-10 at the Fort Bend exit. So we love Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens as one of our Home Show Garden Pros. And this morning, I have Nature's Way Resources here in the studio. John Ferguson taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Nature's Way, beautiful location. Even just when I say the name, my blood pressure goes down because I can picture turning off of the road at 1488, and it's just a beautiful location. So, so much to choose from. Big on native plants, gardening, veggies, trees, and of course, any sort of soils and compost that you need. They are a good resource to have. So, John, we've got some questions here for you. We've got some more bug questions. So, is there an insecticide, and I know you're going to say no, for a control of bagworms? So, how can I take care of some of these pests?
Like I said, is just tear the bag open and let the insects, the predators, the birds, and the wasps get in there into it.
Okay.
That's the easy. Two, if you have to have something... there's an organic insecticide, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew.
Okay.
That's very effective on a lot of caterpillars.
And okay.
It's low toxicity to humans.
Okay. All right.
So that's some solution.
Right. Those two. I like the breaking the bag open the best because, like you said, then the caterpillars are there left for baby birds.
It becomes beneficial as food for other things.
Right. Okay. So what about we have a question from CD. He has overwintered lemongrass in the ground. He protected it by mounding up the mulch around it in the roots, but he's pretty sure it's died back. He has a few green shoots. Well, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I have been periodically cutting it back to the dead shoots. Any other tips that I should take care of?
Well, you know, move the excess mulch away from it. And maybe water it with something like super seaweed or ocean harvest for microlife.
Yeah, okay.
And that'll stimulate the new growth.
Okay, good suggestion because I was thinking, okay, well, microlife, but the spray will give more of an instant. And
right.
That's something you spray on the leaves?
The leaves. Plants can absorb nutrients through the leaves, especially if they're full of microorganisms on the surface of the leaf.
Okay, well, that's a great reminder. Okay. Well, wonderful questions on homeshowgardenpros.com. Thank you so much for sending those questions in There's an Ask a Pro area, and you can even send in pictures. But we love your phone calls at 281-833-3333. And I just want to remind folks, head out to Nelson's for their Easter egg hunt. And next weekend, I will be out at Sienna Mulch for their spring fling from 10 to 2. I can't wait to see you out there. And then I'll also be at Nelson's for their sip and stroll. And John was just mentioning to me earlier, reminded me about his event next weekend. And I may even pop up to Nature's Way Resources. So I'm going to be making a big triangle. It'll be a fun weekend. And I dare you to meet me at all the locations. That would be kind of fun to meet and talk with people and join in talking to all of our Home Show Garden Pro experts. And we love having them on the show. So when we return, John, we've got Mike who's waiting with a question for you.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, I agree. I couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning and I had to put a jacket on Easter weekend, but sometimes it happens. But I promise summer is going to be here in a flash. We need to prepare now. And you know what? A great way to prepare now is with your MicroLife fertilizers. So if you need to fortify your soil, lawn, and landscaping, let's use the MicroLife Humates Plus. It's in the purple bag. It is a concentrated compost. Okay, what about if you need some results for all summer long? Let's use some MicroLife All-Purpose 624 you've heard us talking about here. It's in the green bag. Do you have some problem areas? MicroLife Super Seaweed, my favorite, provides an instant vitamin and mineral stimulator. It helps to absorb through the leaves, and it helps perk up your roots of your plants. You can give your soil and your plants a powerful nutritional boost with MicroLife Ocean Harvest. So much to choose for, and it is safe for your family and your pets. MicroLife, making yards kid-friendly since 1988. Look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center, Home Show Garden Pro, and visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
All right. Well, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. And Mike, you're up. How can we help you?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
I'm going to try to do the process of the MicroLife Ultimate and the leaf mold compost. Now, the concept is this is going to aerate the yard. That's what I believe that you're saying. Is that correct?
Yeah, the microbes that live in the compost will help break up the soil and aerate it.
Okay, so here's my question. Which one is step one, and which one is step two, and how much time do I wait between step one and step two?
What I'd recommend is put down the MicroLife and remineralizer first, then come right back immediately with the compost top dressing.
And Mike,
same day.
And Mike, that's what I had to kind of get over also. I was like on this chemical schedule, the synthetic schedule, but moving in this direction, it seems so much easier because it's not structured and you're not going to hurt your lawn with what we talk about.
That's correct, Sandy.
No, I just didn't know which one covers if the compost covers the MicroLife or the MicroLife covers the compost. That's what I meant by step one, step two.
It's minor difference, but typically put the MicroLife down first. The compost has billions of trillions of microbes. When it rains or water, it kind of washes them into the MicroLife where they can break it apart and start releasing the nutrients.
Now I have two more quick questions.
Sure.
there is a third and fourth element. There is the remineralizer.
Uh-huh.
Remineralizer goes, so this is my process. I'm going to put down the, and is it ultimate or is it the one that Sandy mentioned? Sandy, you mentioned a different name. You
right.
didn't say Microlife Ultimate. You said
the Humates Plus.
Humates Plus. So are okay, they the so same?
Well, John,
no.
What would you suggest? They're not the same, but
Humates
they're all great.
Humates is organic matter. It's a mine product. It has some elements in it. It's good for the soil. It's a
compost. So it's the Ultimate.
Yeah, Ultimate
so
is the fertilizer.
Put the Ultimate down. Yeah,
Humates
put
is a different thing.
Ultimate down is a fertilizer. I'm going to use that in the spring, which is April. And
yep.
I'm going to do it again in the fall, which is October.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And when and step two, I'm going to apply the remineralizer. Is that only in the spring, or is that spring and the fall?
Just one time every 3-4 years.
Okie doke. Next, I'm going to put down the leaf mold compost after that. Last part is, do I water it in with the Ocean Harvest? Do I water it in with my garden hose, which is water? Or is I have soil activator. Which one should I water it in with?
You don't have to water it in at all. But you can. It doesn't hurt to water it in. It just that will wake up and wash it down into the grass close to the soil layer.
So I will not water it in. Okay. I have one more question. A few of my neighbors were thinking of renting a core aerator. Should I do that as the beginning step or skip that?
If you get your soil healthy, you don't need to. If it's a first time you got heavy, compacted soils, core aerators can help you. But you have to have the one that pulls out a plug type and leaves a hole.
Correct.
Then you put your compost down, and the compost will go into the hole, and it allows the microbes to work horizontally as well as vertically in the soil profile.
Okay. So, but I'm still going to do the prior to the compost that's going to fall into the holes, so will the remineralizer and
correct.
So will the
fertilizer.
Ultimate.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You guys are great. And Sandy, thank you for all of your understanding, interpreting what when I ask or
uh-huh.
when we ask a question,
well,
you restate it the uh-huh. way that it makes more sense.
Well, thanks.
I appreciate well, that.
We're in it together, Mike. Good luck. And it sounds like you are an expert on this. So let us know how it goes, okay?
No, I just been listening and getting confused. And John,
no.
thank you so much for clarifying my steps.
All right.
And
right.
not having to water it in. I'm really surprised about not having to water it in.
Well, great.
Thank you.
Well, have a good weekend and good luck with all of that.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And, John, when we return, we've got a line of callers for you, and we will talk with Scott, another Mike, and Anthony after this.
Seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their 3 generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for all seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Hey, listen. Hear that? My new garage door. Tom Tynan said, call the Overhead Door Company of Houston, and now? No squeaks and groans or noisy opener. Opens smooth, closes the same way. Good looking, too. Dresses up my house for a fair price. I could have found a cheaper door, but not one this good. With an industry-leading warranty from the folks who invented overhead doors. Just listen to it. Oh, yeah. OverheadDoorHouston.com.
Start planning ahead with your perennial flowers. A slight pruning will lead to loads of consistent May flowers. Now, back to loads of information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Isaac Smoon from Spring Garden Nursery. It's a great weekend to start planting. We've got 1 gallon veggies. We've got fruit trees. We've got citrus trees. We've got indoor plants. We've got succulents, hanging baskets, garden boxes. We've got herbs, privacy hedges, crepe myrtles, vitex, bottle brush, Japanese blueberries, all the things that you need to start gardening. And don't forget, now is a great time to start fertilizing, get that grass growing, get the shrubs growing, and get the flowers flowering. We can help you out with pests, disease, fungus, anything that you have problems with. Bring in your pitchers. We'd help you out in any way that we can. As we're warming up a little bit, folks, we want to be watering maybe once a week, depends on the temperature. We've got some great fertilizer for your grass, for your shrubs. We've got a special blend of fertilizer to green up that grass to make it pretty lush and green. We've also got a fertilizer for your annuals, your perennials, to get those flowers really blooming. Come see us at Spring Gardens Nursery. We're located at 24201 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas, right behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and John.
Well, thank you, Isaac, from Spring Gardens Nursery. And they are a new Home Show Garden Pro expert on our show, and we so appreciate that. This morning, I have got John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and I mean to tell you, my brain is swelling because I am learning so much. I just love this. So we are in this gardening thing all together, guys, and we have got Scott on the line for you. John, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, fine, thanks. How are y'all?
Great.
Doing great.
Great. I bought a piece of property in the hill country about 3 years ago, and on the back of the property is a post oak tree that's probably 40 or 50 feet tall. When I bought the property, that tree was covered in grapevines. The complete canopy was shrouded in grapevines. And so about 4 months ago, I had them all removed. And so that was pretty arduous and expensive task, and I want to try to preserve that's starting to leaf out in the canopy now. But my question is, should I have that tree fed to increase the probability of it living or not, since it's that old?
Okay, curiosity question. Where at in the hill country?
Fredericksburg.
Okay, so you have a base of limestone soils. What I would do, I'd put down some good organic fertilizer, maybe some trace minerals around it, out to at least the drip line, and I'd put down several inches of good compost if you really want to help it. Just mulch it from the trunk of the tree out to the drip line with several inches of a good quality compost, and it will do wonders for a tree helping it get back healthy.
Okay, so there's no need to deep root feed it?
No, that's a chemical thing, and it doesn't work that well. Good organic fertilizer, you want to put some mulch on or compost on top, the nature will take it in.
Okay.
Because most of the feeder roots are in the surface of the soil anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So state again, go through that procedure with me one more time.
Put down a good organic fertilizer like the MicroLife line.
All right.
Put down some trace elements like the remineralizer.
Okay.
Because that's kind of like vitamins for the plant. Then mulch it out to the drip line, either with a good quality compost or a composted native mulch. And that'll build the organic matter around the root zone and keep it cooler, which encourages more root development, which then allows faster leaf growth.
So not just around the base, but make sure you get out towards the drip line.
At least to the drip line.
At least.
The roots can go out two or three times past the drip line.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all right. That sounds like a plan. I appreciate the help very much.
All right.
I treasure those trees, and I want to give it every chance that it has.
Right.
Absolutely.
To survive.
Right. Well, let us know how that goes, but good luck on that, okay, Scott?
I will. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Mike, you are up next. What do you have for John?
I have a question about an oak tree that I have in my yard. It's a well-established tree, and about 3 years ago, it started what I've looked up being, they call it wet wood, seeps out. And everything I've read shows that, there's absolutely nothing you can do to, save the tree. But I was calling y'all to see if maybe there was something I could try to do to possibly save it.
Yep. depending on how bad the infestation, the borers and stuff are, it may be too late. But I've seen trees that were saved when people said there was no way.
Mm.
And okay. In fact, the same approach that I just described for the Preef Scott, that you put down a good organic fertilizer, some trace minerals, and put down a couple inches of compost all the way out to the drip line.
Okay.
I remember a fellow named Malcolm Beck, Gardenville Fertilizer Compost Company, 40 years ago showed me a con tree he had that had heart rot and cavity. Everybody says when die.
Uh-huh.
He did that same approach, and the tree's still living 40 years later.
Aww.
Okay.
So that will give you a fighting chance.
Yeah. How old is the tree, Mike?
It was here when I bought the place back in 2010, and it was already here. And it's, like the previous caller, it's probably 45, 50 foot tall.
It could be a couple hundred years old
in
that part of the country.
Well, let's give it a chance, that's for sure.
Okay. Do you recommend any particular brand or type of the organic minerals and stuff?
Well, the Remineralizer from Nature's Way Resource is a good trace mineral package. The MicroLife Organic Fertilizer is my favorite. And then Nature's Way Resource is either composted mulch or compost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can get those at all of our Home Show Garden Pros, and they're also at Ace stores around. So it's easy to find.
Yeah. Where are you located at, Mike?
I am in Splendora, Texas.
Well, probably the best thing for, you'll need a lot to go around a tree.
Yeah,
you know, we're over just north of the Woodlands, right off I-45 and 1488. So we're probably the closest place to you.
Nature's Way Resources.
Yeah, y'all are.
Great.
All right.
Well,
I will make my way there next week.
Great. Well, good luck with that, Mike. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank y'all very much.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give John a call at 281-833-3333. When we return, we're going to talk with Anthony.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Let Landscaper's Pride help you get growing this spring. Known, trusted, and proudly serving Houston gardeners for over 20 years, Landscaper's Pride has created soils and mediums, and they are simple to work with, and it makes your plants happy. Products like their premium potting soil, which I used just this week on some new plants that I put in containers. It is an all-purpose growing medium for indoor and outdoor planting. It will help save your water. It has a slow-release fertilizer, and it will feed those plants for up to 3 months while your roots are growing and supporting that moisture retention. I love the premium potting soil mix. They also have 27 bags of products. You can find them in over 100 retailers and garden centers throughout Houston and most of Texas. That is Landscaper's Pride. Learn more about these products and visit the retailer, any retailer, for Landscaper's Pride, landscaperspride.com. Let's grow together.
All right, Anthony, you're up. We're welcome to Home Show Garden Pros. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good
doing
morning.
Great.
I just had two quick questions. I'm growing bush beans. I've been doing them for a few years now. I usually get like midway into my harvest, and my bush beans turn like they develop like a rust on the leaves. Is there any way I can fight that? You know what that is?
It's hard to say. It's usually related to a soil problem.
Okay.
What kind of fertilizer are you using?
I've been doing organic. I put down like blood meal, bone meal, stuff like that. No chemicals.
Okay, that's good. Sometimes too much nitrogen will cause a faster wheat growth, and the blood meal is a nitrogen source. So it may be just that. Plus, beans have micro or bacteria on the roots that fix nitrogen, too. They usually don't need supplemental nitrogen.
Okay. So try to back off on the nitrogen a little bit?
Yeah, that's what I'd suggest.
Anthony, is it a raised garden or is it in the ground?
It's in the ground. Okay. I have it like bordered or whatnot. I moved in 2 years ago, and the soil was like completely compacted and just straight clay. So hey. I've got it to where I have like maybe 4 inches of good soil now. But everything grows like no problem, but I always get rust on my beans. That's the only issue I have.
Okay.
Yeah, you might put some a remineralizer out too.
Okay.
Because that'll help strengthen the plant's immune system.
Oh.
Okay. And my last question real quick, I'll get off. I just started a new bed, and I have a lot of weeds in there. I came over with hay, and I planned on getting like a couple of loads of compost. Will that hay hurt me in the long run?
Possibly. I mean, it'll add organic matter, which will build the soil, but hay often has a lot of weed seeds in it. What you can do is put down some either layers of newspaper or cardboard first, put the compost on top, and that will smother, keep the seeds from germinating.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate y'all's help. I'm listening to you every weekend.
Aww.
All right. Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks. Good luck with those beans. That's an interesting question. So what was it that he was using? He was adding blood
meal.
Okay. And you said maybe back off on that a little bit and add some remineralizer.
Beans are a group of plants we call legumes. They have they have bacteria live on the root that takes nitrogen out of the air and gives it to the plant.
Okay.
That's why a lot of the old settlers or Indians used to plant beans with corn. The beans would provide the nitrogen the corn needs.
Wow.
So
they're helping out their neighbor.
And we know that if a plant gets too much nitrogen, you get fast growth, but weak growth that's more susceptible to insect and disease.
Okay. Alrighty. So we want slow wins the race.
Correct.
With the
slow and steady.
Slow and steady with the healthy soil. Well, great. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. We've had just a great time. We've had such a variety of callers. And like I said, I'm learning something new every time I sit down across from one of our Home Show Garden Pros. So I appreciate your time this morning. And when we return, we will go to some more of our questions at Ask a Pro from homeshowgardenpros.com after this.
Would you trust your family's safety to the lowest bidder? Hi, Jim Fiume, founder of Gulf Coast Windows. 40 years ago, I pioneered replacement windows. Since then, we've led the industry in window technology, exacting installation and customer satisfaction. Can you buy a cheaper window? Perhaps, but not with our Performer Series and Satisfaction Guarantee. It's up to you. Save a few pennies or choose the best-in-class windows to keep your family safe and save money. Isn't that better? That's what we believe at GulfCoastWindows.com.
Creaks are floors crying for help. Is it wood rot, termite damage, foundation trouble? Crush the creaks. Call Texas Floors. Their certified flooring inspectors track down the trouble, giving you money-saving solutions and silence. See scratched floors or faded, stained carpet? Texas Floors removes and replaces tired floors with your dream floor from thousands of wood, tile, and carpet options. Stop the creaks. Love your floors. Visit Texas Floors showroom or have them come to you. TexasFloors.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Yes, you have been listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we so appreciate your time this morning. I hope you've enjoyed your cup of coffee or tea or orange juice. And talking with John Ferguson this morning from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. What a good time. And John still has some great information for us. And John, you mentioned compost tea in relation to that last caller.
Correct. And I don't like on a leaf surface, they got spots we call binding sites.
Okay.
You can either have a good microbe or a bad microbe.
Mm-hmm.
So a properly made compost tea has billions of these good microbes, and they occupy these binding sites when you spray your leaves and plants down. So if a pathogenic spore like the rust that Anthony was talking about comes, there's nowhere for it to latch onto the plant because it's already occupied by a good guy.
Okay. Almost like little guards.
Little guards, in a sense. Yeah, Clive Edwards up at Ohio State's done research, and there's over 30 plant pathogens that can be prevented by using compost tea.
That is awesome.
But it has to be made properly. And, of course, plants for all seasons.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the things we'll be talking about this coming Saturday at the workshop at my facility. It'll be compost tea.
That's great. I love that information. Sherry talks about her compost tea that they put out, and that's this time of year she's got that going. And then that's what – who is the person who's going to be at – Nature's Way.
Dr. Lane Ingham, she's the one that revolutionized the understanding of soil biology and how it affects plant growth.
Well, we thought you did.
No.
Well, you are a great surrogate. How about that?
That'll work.
Well, so that is a very important aspect, that compost tea. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it has to be made correctly. But
yes. So. Well, and I think that's like everything, John, that all of our Home Show Garden Pros talk about is being careful. You know, something may have a label that says compost, but you really need to be careful where it's coming from.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's why I know it sounds like I'm repeating myself, but I do love Nature's Way Resources. The compost is just, the leaf mold compost is just wonderful product. And it's a nice, you know, it's not a magic pill, but it does start us off correctly because mm-hmm. like all of the Home Show Garden Pros say, it's all about the soil. I mean, we've got to have that healthy and balanced. To be able to, you know, grow, whether it's pretty blooming bushes or veggies that we're going to eat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you have got the OBA event next weekend, mm-hmm. and it starts on Friday, and it continues on Saturday, but up at Nature's Way Resources.
Correct.
And that is from 9 to noon?
8 to noon.
8 to noon at Nature's Way Resources. You can go to the OBA website, which is?
OBAonline.org.
Okay, obaonline.org.
And to attend the Saturday event, you have to attend it the Friday.
Yeah, it's a double. It's a two-day, but it'll be well worth your time. I mean, you'll probably learn more than you thought you could fit in that brain, but it's all good information. And then next weekend, we also have Sienna Mulch Spring Fling from 10 to 2 down south in Rosharon. And then west, we have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens has their Sip and Stroll on Saturday evening, all on the 15th, next weekend. So we've got plenty of choices to learn and to celebrate and to get out there and talk with fellow gardeners. So I can't wait for all of that.
Yes.
So Nature's Way Resources, you've got Shelby at Nature's Way who is sort of managing.
Yeah, she's our garden center manager.
Yeah.
Got her degree in horticulture from SFA, which is one of the better horticultural programs in the country.
Right.
So she's a tremendous resource.
Right up the street from us, basically.
Yep.
And she's been on the show with us.
Yes, and she'll be back again.
Yeah, we can't wait to have her again. But she'll be out there on Saturday, too. So mm-hmm. you can meet Shelby and talk to her about anything, whether it's native plants or any sort of gardening.
Oh, we got a couple of people, one's a herb specialist, another one's a daylily specialist.
Oh, nice.
So people can get lots of questions answered.
Yes. And you know what, John, that's what I love about the Home Show Garden Pros is you are all local, you're family owned, generational, many of them are. But I don't have to, if I go to Nature's Way, I don't need just John. I can talk with anybody there and they know what's going on. And they know if I come in with an issue or a problem, they can direct me as to what I need. And I love that. It's the same with Enchanted. I remember being helped by this young guy who probably was the age of my son, but he knew so much about fruit trees. He was amazing. And I, to this day, I smile when I look at my little apple tree, my Anna apple tree that he helped me pick out, just for my right space and soil and plants for all seasons. We love Sherry and all of her team who's out there in Spring Garden Centers is a lovely addition. So we just love all of our Home Show Garden Pros. And what would you say, John, what is something that we all need to be doing, say, this weekend? Is there a task that's on hand?
Well, you can always mulch your beds if you haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps soil cooler, keeps the moisture in, particularly after all this rain.
Okay.
And that keeps it from evaporating and lasts longer. Any residual pruning, because we had a hard freeze this year, if you got any dead wood, now's the time probably to go ahead and prune it off.
Okay. Now, speaking of pruning, our early seasonal bloomers, like the azaleas,
mm-hmm.
we don't prune them right. We wait until
the bloom is finished. They bloom on new wood.
Right. So really watch, because you can have blooms and then they're falling off, but then there might be some new ones there. So I should wait?
Wait till a few weeks after the bloom's over.
Okay.
And there's different species of azaleas. It's like the Encore series that can bloom multiple times a year.
Oh.
So you got to be careful with them.
Okay. What if I don't know which one I have? Do I still prune it?
It's up to you.
Okay. All right.
Most of the ones that do, they're the healthiest, are the ones that bloom in the spring.
Okay. Right. Right. So that would be a good time to prune them after.
After they finish.
Okay. All right. So that's one pruning thing. And mulching, that's a great idea because, you know, all of our compost around our plants has kind of been pushed down with a nice moist rain. So let's hold some of that moisture in with a little layer of mulch.
Composted native mulch.
Yeah.
They are aged, as we call it sometimes.
Right. Perfect. And then my low spot in the lawn, I'm going to use a lawn mix.
Right.
Because that's what I learned this morning. I'd forgotten about the lawn mix instead of just pure compost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, lots of tasks that we can do this weekend. Visiting our beautiful Home Show Garden Pros. And John, it is always such a pleasure to have you on. We all learn so much. So I thank you so much from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. Yes, and this has been Home Show Garden Pros. We will talk to you after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.